The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver and our guests for this evening, the famous Mills Brothers. And now Spike Jones and the City Slickers, believing that all the world loves a lover, have captured in music the yearning and secret desires of a young girl, pouring out her heart in dove-like sounds as they play, "I Am Just Wild About Harry."
Good evening, music lovers, and welcome to the Spotlight Review. Thank you, studio audience, for lending your 1,500 voices to our music. You must all come over to my apartment some evening and gather around the piano. And to help us really sing will be the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Spike, you look positively exuberant tonight.
Well, that's because I figured out who the walking man is.
You did? Spike, who is the walking man?
The man who tries to get a train reservation nowadays.
Spike, you'll never make any money that way.
All right, then I'll invest in a side business like our clarinet player. He's making a fortune on something he invented. It's a clarinet shaped like a fish with a ladder on it.
A clarinet shaped like a fish with a ladder on it?
Sure, for musicians who like to run up the scale.
Oh. Oh, that's silly. You should put your money into something practical.
I have, Dorothy. Bubble gum. It's a growing business.
Spike. Spike Jones bubble gum. That sounds good.
And Dorothy, my gum will have movie stars' pictures inside it. Imagine a guy blows a bubble and there's Lana Turner's face in front of his.
What happens to Lana when the bubble bursts?
She can't tear herself away from his lips.
Say, how about for women? Will there be men movie stars in the gum?
Sure, but there'll be a slight extra charge for gum containing Sidney Greenstreet.
Well, Spike, I sure hope you make the gum popular.
Thanks, Dorothy. I just hope I make it half as popular as you made the song you're going to sing now.
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our play, in the way home to life. Feud, the fussin' and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neath the clover. Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy. Feud, the fussin' and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a rightin'. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go feud and fightin' again. Fightin', a feudin', and a fussin'. That's all that's going on with us. We are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbor's chickens. Daughter, shouldn't daughter, least so she could run like the Dickens. hit her with a shovel, feuding, a fighting, and a fussing. No use of standing here a cussing. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four and go feuding and fighting some more. Fighting, a fussing, and a feuding. Why did that sheriff keep intruding? He was a curious critter, yet he was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, oh well, water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it oughter. Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with the shoes off, feuding, a fussin' and a fightin'. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shooting iron more, I'm getting a yen to go feuding, a fussing, a feuding, and a fussing again.
Ah, that Dorothy. What a gal, what a figure. She's got that kind of a pretty figure that costs a pretty figure if a fella starts figuring. Which brings us to a moment of reverie. A Dream of Love, featuring Paul Judson in a song of reminiscence of a sweet, never-to-be-forgotten romance. A secret rendezvous, a kiss, and a sorrowful party.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame. And pray my dreams come true. Kiss your hand, madame, 'cause I can't stand your face.
And now if we're going according to schedule, I turn this page, and Dorothy Shea says...
Spike, the boys are waiting to be introduced.
See, isn't radio wonderful?
Well, aren't you going to introduce them?
Dorothy, there isn't anything I could say that would add to the wonderful things that have already been said many times about the four famous Mills brothers.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of my brothers and myself, I'd like to thank you all for extending to us the hospitality of your Spotlight Review. Right, fellows?
Oh, no, you couldn't have been with Jack Benny. You look too well fed. Harry, I see you're the spokesman for the boys. Don't your brothers like to talk?
Well, we're not much on words unless there's music wrapped up in them.
All right, we'll let you do your talking your own way. What's it going to be, Harry?
Across the alley from the Alamo.
Well, let's hear it, huh?
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a Pinto, Foley, and an Navajo, who sang a sort of Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. The Pinto made his time of swish and flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy skies, and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they were walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not looking. Tip, tip, they never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fire sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a Pinto, a pony, and an Navajo, who used to make peyotes in Coralville for the people passing by. They burn their favor, makes them easy words, forcing every oldies in their relax. But they're a very conscientious clerk to the people passing by. And they took their cheap vacation, the shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle, tip, tip, for they're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, for the bees go to sleep, and then there ain't no door for the people passing by. One day they were walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not looking, tip, tip. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fire sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo.
Yeah, the Mills Brothers and Old Man River, they just keep rolling along. Don't go away, boys. We'll call on you again in a few minutes. Right now, here's Mike Wallace.
Want to know how to make a good lunch taste even better? Whether you're lunching at a counter or a fountain, or you bring sandwiches from home, include ice-cold, delicious Coca-Cola. And lunchtime becomes refreshment time. It's easy to do, too, now that you can find Coke at fountain, lunchroom, food store, department store, service station, office, or factory.
Thank you. Dorothy Shea steps back into the spotlight. Dorothy, what's that velvet-covered package?
Well, it's a magic jewel box presented to all of us by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
How do you open it?
Oh, you just say the magic word, Allegro. And from the jewel box of the Broadway hit Allegro, we take one of its brightest gems.
We have nothing to remember so far. So far, so far, we haven't walked by night and shared the light of a star. So far, your heart has never fluttered so near, so near, that my own heart alone could hear. We haven't gone beyond the very beginning. We've just begun to know how lucky we are. So we have nothing to remember so far. So far. But now face to face with you, and now at last we've met, and now we can look forward to the things we'll never forget. Beginning, we've just begun to know how lucky we are. Oh, we have nothing to remember so far, so far. But now I'm face to face with you, and now at last we've met. Now we can look forward to the things we'll never, ever forget.
Dorothy, you make a wonderful setting for any gem. Folks, we now present a young man whose appearance in our show always causes long lines to form in people's faces. And here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. I had hoped to sing for you tonight Freddie Martin's arrangement of the Santa Fe timetable. But instead, I'm going to sing the opus Peg of My Heart. I sincerely trust you'll love it. I believe I'm in voice. Ah, yes. Ah, magnificent Lydian voice. Music master, please. Peg of my heart. Peg of my heart. Oh, peg of my heart. Peg in my heart. Peg in my heart. That would hurt, wouldn't it? Oh, peg of my heart. Oink, oink, oink. No. I better start again. Oh, peg of my heart, I love you, I love you. Don't pet us lark, don't let us part us lair, don't let us pair, don't part my hair. Why not? It needs it. I love you, I know always do, I knew ways all, my uncle's tall, when whippoorwills call, I took a fall. I sure did, I took a terrible fall.
I didn't get hurt, though. I had on my light fall suit.
That's a killer.
I always knew it would be you. Since I heard you're gilding after a lilding jafter, a jafting lilder, a triumph hilder, a hilder skilder. You know you're a scream? It's your Irish setter I'm after. No. That's a dog. It's your Irish gizzard I'm after. No.
Heart! Irish heart!
It's your Irish heart I'm after. Plug of my heart. Plague of my heart. Nutmeg of my heart. Not nutmeg. No. Wait a minute. Plague of my heart. Your glances make my heart say, chow's hances. Hence chouses, penthouses, wild grouses. Grouse. A grouse is a bird. You know, speaking of birds, I was once arrested for feeding pigeons. Someone says, how can you be arrested for feeding pigeons? I said, well, I was feeding them to my brother. Come, make my own. Come, make your home in the West. No. Come, make your home, sweet home. No. Come, make your home away from home. No, home plate. No, home run. No, home and in the gloma. No. Come, make your home on the range. On the range. That's where they have the doggies and the horses.
Horses?
And there they go. It's Rapid Ralph Wonders in front. Beta Theta Pi is second. Q Leland is third. And it's handkerchief by a nose. Come, make your home in my house.
Triumph, Professor. And now the Mills brothers, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers take us to Toyland to buy a paper doll. Dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking, and oh, you beautiful doll.
I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. But all the other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with the flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world.
I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own.
And have a big gold mine, a real live girl.
As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked him, would he like to have a talk, a little double talk. And all the girlies standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. Dress up tonight, oh, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon.
Thank you.
this is Myron Wallace speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here are Spike and Dorothy.
Well, friends, that means it's time to turn off the spotlight in Chicago, but we'll turn it on again next Friday night in Buffalo. We hope you'll be listening. Check, Dorothy?
Double check. And, Spike, if your bubblegum idea goes over, you'll be rich. But I hope money doesn't change you.
Only in one respect, Dorothy. No more chasing girls. When I'm rich, I'll let them run after me. You'll see a new Spike Jones.
Suppose the girls don't come running after you.
Then you'll see the old Spike Jones. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Next week, Spike and Dorothy will have as their guest the singing star Vic Damone. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on this same CBS station with Jane Froman, Percy Faith, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit their friends in Marion, South Bend, Toronto, London, Canada, Niagara Falls, and then Buffalo for next Friday's Spotlight Review. Dorothy Shea opens Tuesday at the Statler Hotel in Cleveland. This week, the Boy Scouts of America celebrate their 38th anniversary. The Scouts invite all boys between 9 and 15 to join in the fun and doings of their great organization. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.